Good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. Glad to have you back. We're very happy you're tuning in this morning. My name is Tony Bush, and I'm in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. And it's another one of these beautiful spring days.
Yes, it is, and there's a lot more coming. Our guest this morning on the show is a fellow by the name of Michael Brocktrup, who's a representative with a company called Enagic. We'll be talking to Michael in just a few minutes about his business model, why he got into business, what his business is about, and where he's going with his business. But we'd first like to just remind you that this BizTalk program is brought to you each week by some of our sponsors, and we support the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. The BizTalk program features business owners who come on and share the stories about how they got into business, why they got into business, what are they doing, where are they going with their business. And we also bring on experts like accountants, attorneys, bankers, marketing people, to help give tips and inspiration and helpful advice to the business owners in our community so they can be more successful. And that's in great support of the SCORE chapter right here in the Fox Cities. The Fox City SCORE chapter consists of approximately 50 mentors who are serving an 8-county area between Appleton, Oshkosh, down to Fond du Lac. And our SCORE chapter does have an office in Appleton. We have an office in Oshkosh, and we have an office in Fond du Lac. So if you're a business owner in the listening audience and you're interested in getting some free advice from folks who've been through the mill, they've got years of experience, they're trained mentors, give SCORE a call at the Chamber in Appleton at 734-7101. Or you can go to the website at foxcities.score.org, learn about the SCORE Fox Cities chapter, read about it on the web, and if you'd like to sign up for a free counseling session, please fill out the application on the website, hit the send button, and usually in about 3 or 4 days, someone will be contacting you to set up a meeting. In line with that, we were at the SCORE chapter. We're also looking for mentors, folks who would like to volunteer some time, give their time back to the community by helping business owners start and grow their companies and become more successful. And in this economy, it's going to take a lot of effort by a lot of folks to help build this economy back up, creating jobs. SCORE, by the way, is a national organization. There are probably 370 chapters, about 12,000 to 14,000 mentors around the country. And we've been around since the 60s. So this isn't something new. It's been going on for a long time, and we keep getting better at it. But we would certainly welcome any folks out there who are interested in becoming a SCORE volunteer to contact SCORE at 734-7101 at the Chamber Building in Appleton, or contact us through the website at foxcities.score.org. Another dimension to SCORE chapter is we do training sessions. And Randy, you're going to tell us a little bit about what's coming up pretty soon now in May, isn't it?
Right. We're going to be shifting into our larger training program beginning in May. Basically, we ask the question of, have you ever thought of going into business? Do you have an idea that you'd like to try out? Are you in business now and have questions or problems? Anybody who can answer those questions and say, yeah, I really need some help, or I'm really looking for some information, the program that we're going to be starting up in May is directed to you. It is called the Simple Steps Program. It's a five-step or five-class program. Mm-hmm. The first one is going to be held on May 17th. It'll be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop downtown Appleton. Mm-hmm. Begins at 8 o'clock in the morning and runs through until about 12:30. We include lunch, coffee, and snacks while we're going through this. The process there is to find out what it takes to be an entrepreneur. What's it all about? Well, who are you? What kind of ideas do you have? How is your personality set up? And then also, what are the parts of a business plan? So during that first section, we do that, we go through it, and hopefully by the time we get done with that, you have a little better idea. Is this really something for me? Then after that, we're going to do four sessions in June. They'll be starting on the Wednesday nights in June, beginning the 6th. They also run $25 each. They run for 3 hours from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and those will be held down at the Chamber office. Those are all $25 each.
And those topics are?
We have topics on business structure and organization. Another one is on marketing. We go into general marketing as well as some of the social marketing, social media programs. The third one is involved with you, which is very heavily involved in cash flow and financial management.
Financial statements.
Yep. How they all interlock and what you need, especially to talk to the banker. And then the last one is we bring in the banker. The last program is where do I find the money? Mm-hmm. And we go through all of the traditional forms of lending, as well as going through some of the more unusual areas or specialized areas of equity financing, grants, different aid programs, and so on, and have experts available for each of these different topics.
So legal structures, financial statements, some marketing, and where do I go get the money?
That's what it is.
And by the end of the program, the intent of the 5-week program is basically to help the person attending the program. Is this something I really want to get into?
Correct.
Because we're giving them much broader exposure to pieces of it that maybe they didn't think about.
Right.
As they were thinking about starting a business.
Yeah, you end up with the outline of a pretty good business plan.
Mm-hmm.
You also end up, like I said, asking those questions and being in a position to have enough information to make an informed decision as to whether or not starting that business is a good idea. Should I do it now? Should I wait a while? Or maybe it's just not for me. Maybe, any one of those outcomes is fine. It's important we have people understand that.
And one of the really effective and helpful tools that each recipient in the program is given is the SCORES template for balance sheet, income statement, cash flow statement.
Right.
They can walk out of there and they can put all their own numbers in it. Here's a model. Here's how it looks like with the case study. But you can go ahead and put your own numbers in with your own business and see what your business is going to look like.
Yeah, you can do a lot of what-ifs.
That's right.
Do a lot of different things.
Very important.
It's a very, very valuable tool. The other part of the program is we provide you with a wealth of resources as to where you can get, where do I find out about people who are in my type of business, or how do I find, what type of rules are for LLCs or that kind of thing.
Now, the 5-week program is a cost of $125.
Correct.
$25 a week.
Right.
And the first one's at the Copper Rock on May...
The 17th.
17th at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock in the morning. We would ask, please go out to the website. We have a registration site there. So go on out, click on the www.foxcities.score.org website. And you can register there. It takes probably about 5 minutes. It's set up through PayPal, so you can do the registration right there.
Sounds good, Randy. Also like to thank our sponsors for BizTalk, the folks who bring the program to you each week, and we couldn't do this without their support. Associated Bank, a very large banking corporation headquartered in Wisconsin. They've got a footprint in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, and they do a great job with business lending, consumer lending, and financial services. Also want to thank Alberts & Hailing CPA firm, Kurt Hailing, who manages the local Appleton office, and his partner, Mr. Alberts, runs the Green Bay office. They're just finishing their tax season this week, so they're probably on vacation right now. But they do a great job with business plans, business accounting, and individual and business tax returns. Also like to thank the Lakeview Credit Union for being a sponsor of BizTalk. They're a pretty important sponsor to us as well, and they have offices in Appleton and Nina. And they, too, are engaged in consumer lending, business lending, and financial services. Also want to thank Hurling Clark Law Firm. Chuck Kaler and the guys and gals over at Hurling Clark Law provide some legal advice to the SCORE chapter in terms of training. They participate in educating business owners who want to learn a little bit more about how important is it to sign the or read the contract before I sign it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We don't want to sign it and then read it.
Nope. When you do that, then it costs you a lot more for the attorney's help.
And it's amazing how many folks sign something before they read it. And then a special thank you to the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly newspaper called the Business News. If you're in business, you should be subscribing to the Business News. It carries a lot of very helpful and relevant business information for business owners in the East Central Wisconsin area. For $20 a year, comes out every 2 weeks, the Business News. We're going to come back on the other side of the break. We'll be starting a conversation with Michael Brocktrup of Enagic. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk. Again, my name is Tony Bush with Randy Melzer in the studio.
This morning
we have as our guest Michael Brocktrup. Michael Brocktrup is a representative with Enagic. I might not be saying that correctly. Michael, good morning and welcome to our program this morning. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here. I've been looking forward to this for a month or so.
Yeah. But tell us what you do. Tell us about your business and what got you started. And what is it all about?
Well, the name of the business is Enagic. It's a water ionizing machine company, and the company is originally based out of, or it still is based out of Osaka, Japan. And basically, what it is, it's a water ionizing company. They make the machines.
They're an international company?
Absolutely, yes.
And they have representatives. Are you a representative for Enagic?
I am, yes.
So there must be representatives all over the world then.
That is correct.
That market and sell these machines.
Right. Enagic started in 1974, but they actually didn't have an office in the United States until 2003. So it's somewhat new in the United States, and being in the Midwest, you know, it takes a little bit longer to trickle over this way, you know, from the coasts.
Mm-hmm. Michael, how did you get into this business? What prompted you to get into this line of work? Your background is not this kind of work, so.
That is correct, right. I've done a number of different things throughout my life. I mainly worked in the hospitality business, but I've always been very active. I participate in a lot of different, triathlons, runs, different things of that sort throughout the area. A friend of mine introduced me to the water. And I tried it out, and being an athlete, and I saw the science of the water itself, I decided to purchase a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And after purchasing the machine, I decided to maybe possibly make some compensation on the machine. So what I did is I had a demonstration at a local fitness center in Kakana, the Ghost Town Fitness Center. And, a few people from that demonstration, purchased the machine as well. And I said, you know what? I think this could be a pretty good business.
Okay.
But there's also some good health behind this. It's not just selling the machine. The machine itself, it could sell itself because of the features the machine has, right?
Absolutely. That is why I purchased the machine. I didn't purchase the machine to get into business at all. Not by any way means.
Tell us about water. Just tell us about water in general. We drink water every day.
Right. Well, there's a couple facets of the ionized water that sets it apart from,
sure.
Whether it be bottled water or tap water. There's three aspects of the ionized water. One, that it's alkaline. It's quite highly alkaline. It's also high in antioxidants, probably four times higher than green tea at its highest level. So it's higher than any other beverage that you would be able to drink.
Okay.
It's also microclustered, which means instead of 15 to 20 atoms making up a molecule of water, it's 4 to 6.
Okay.
And so that allows it to absorb into your body much quicker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. How long have you been actually working with this product?
I've been drinking the water for about 9 months or so, and probably maybe 2 months after I purchased the machine, because I saw the results with myself. I decided to, you know, maybe, like I said, initially just to sell a few machines and, you know, help me compensate for the machine that I purchased.
Okay. All righty.
So what's your marketing strategy, Michael, when you want to sell these machines? You mentioned the athletic club or the gym in
Ghost Town Fitness.
Ghost Town Fitness,
right.
In Kakana as one way to put a demo on. How do you market this for yourself, for the benefit of the people who are looking to buy these machines?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is I've also been involved with the food service business for many years. There's a number of other aspects of this water that it also makes a highly alkaline water and a highly acidic water, which is very, very useful in the restaurants and hotels and that aspect of it. As far as marketing to like athletes, I'm also a member of Pacesetters. So I've been talking with those people. I'm also a member of Fox City's Triathlon Club. So I've been speaking with a number of those people. As far as marketing it specifically for myself, Today, there is an expo in Oshkosh, pre-expo for the half marathon.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be involved in that as well.
Okay. So do you do a lot of presentations, that type of thing, or a lot of outside information that you could put out, or what's your plan? How do you normally present the situation?
The main thing is to do demonstrations and to get people to come to these demonstrations, see what the water, some of the different aspects of what the water can do, not only for you personally, but within your household. And so I guess the demonstrations are the biggest facet. And then purchasing, brochures and stuff and passing them out, marketing specifically to like, myself, restaurants or different types of, I guess medical or mainstream type,
Okay.
And then you get assistance from the company as far as providing you with all this material and so on. They have as part of their marketing plan?
Well, part of it is that they have a number of different websites that you can go to, and basically you can access these websites along with some of the different they have quite a few meetings throughout the country that you can download and
okay.
You know, they have once a month they have a worldwide. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so things to keep you up to date as a seller, so that
correct.
You are aware of what's happening. Okay, thank you.
We're going to take a quick break right now, Randy. We'll come back on the other side and continue our conversation with Michael, and we'll also give out the phone numbers if anyone would like to call in and ask Michael a question. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning and welcome back again. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Each week we bring this program to you and we feature business owners, experts who want to share their stories or their advice, their inspirations with you, the listening audience. If you're thinking of going into business, maybe something you hear on this program might help you take the next step. If you're in business, maybe something you hear on this program might help you make that next improvement in your business. And this program BizTalk supports our local SCORE chapter here in the Fox Valley. And remember, if you're looking for some good, helpful, and free advice from experts in the fields like accounting, IT, marketing, IT is maybe social networking today.
Correct. Yeah.
Have another more recognizable term.
Right.
Finances like banking, cash flow, manufacturing, HR.
Intellectual properties. We have
yep.
people who can help you with
yep.
patent information,
yep.
that type of thing. So
if you're interested in some assistance from SCORE, go to the website at foxcities.score.org, and you can read about the SCORE chapter, sign up for a free session. Someone will get back to you in about 3, 4, 5 days. We're talking this morning with Michael Brocktrup, who's a representative distributor for Enagic, a company out of Osaka, Japan, that manufactures a machine that creates a healthier water. And we were talking a little bit before the first break about how we got started into the business. If you have any questions for Michael, please call us at 281-1150. If you're in the Appleton area, that's 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call toll-free at 1-866-887-1150. Michael, let's talk a little bit about your business model. When folks go into a business, many people are entrepreneurs like you are, but they choose to start their own company. Maybe they worked as a landscaper in high school and then through college, and they see an opportunity. They really enjoyed the work, and now they want to start a landscape company. And then there are franchisees like a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Hardee's and so many more, or it might be a licensee. What is your business model with Enagic? You're not a franchisee, are you?
No, absolutely not, no.
And you're not a licensee.
No, I'm.
You purchased a machine.
That is correct. Yeah,
and
right.
Explain how that works a little bit, if you could, please.
Well basically, how Enagic works is if you care to be a distributor or representative of the company, you purchase a machine. I purchased the machine specifically because I saw the benefits, health benefits of
absolutely.
It. But you do, you purchase the machine and then you can use various different ways to market. One of the main facets of Enagic is that we do demonstrations on the machine. We do in-home demonstrations, or we can do them in your business. You can come to our house. We can go to your house. And again, that's the main facet of how you market it.
And the main value of the machine is the healthy water.
Right.
It improves the quality of the water, which improves the health of our bodies.
Right. And you said you're not actually a licensed contractor or anything like that. In other words, just by buying the machine, you become authorized to sell.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. What about, other than the cost of the machine, for a person getting involved in something like this, what kind of expenses do you see, operating expenses?
Well, basically, you want to buy, to keep, the people that you're marketing to, to inform them and let them know what aspects of this water that is created from this water, from this machine.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically brochures, pamphlets, that's probably the main aspect, CDs, DVDs, okay, different things of that sort.
But there's it's not like some of the other programs where you're required to have a certain amount of materials purchased, where you have to buy a certain amount every
inventory.
Year and all this inventory type of thing.
No, there is not. And that's okay. One of the big advantages of this company. This is a true direct sales company. It's not a multi-level, marketing type business. There's no sign-up fee. There's no monthly qualifications. You have no stocking fee or loading inventory. No annual renewal fees.
In other words, you could just buy the machine and just enjoy your machine and not do anything else.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of people that do that. Again, it's just the health benefits are incredible.
Okay. So. You mentioned that some of the health benefits. We're talking a little bit about an example that you had of someone who had some health problems. Could you kind of just go back to that story a little bit and tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Basically, how I came across the machine is a friend of mine, her children are the same age as my children, a number of them are. One of her daughters had become quite ill. She developed a number of autoimmune diseases, and they had tried quite a few different things. I mean, basically everything to help her recover.
Mm-hmm.
Her blood platelets were very low. She had to give up sports. She had to stop doing quite a few things within her life, and she was quite sickly at the time. And they tried pretty much everything. Finally, they came across this water kind of by a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
from a gentleman that they bought a exercise apparatus from. Within a couple weeks, she started to recover significantly.
Okay.
And I guess that was so she started to recover. Basically, this woman introduced me to this water.
Okay.
I had come across something similar to it, an alkaline water, but not the same as this. It was a bottled water.
You said you're involved a lot with sports, running, that type of thing?
Yeah, running, doing triathlons and different things of that sort.
So
when I saw the science of the machine, I'm like, well, it kind of makes sense. And so once I started trying it again through this woman, through this friend of mine, that is when I discovered the true benefits myself. I saw definite results for myself.
Okay. So it makes you, as far as being a runner, what do you find it does?
Well, first of all, it speeds your recovery significantly. I used to take glucosamine quite a bit because I do work out a lot. And so aches and pains were there. I also have a long line of, different joint problems within my family.
You're talking to an old person who understands what that means very, very well.
So arthritic, and so I noticed significantly reduction in pain in my joints. I also noticed that once I started drinking the water, previously if I'd go running, if I drink water or eat something, I'd have to very much watch what I ate and drank right before, directly before. One thing about this water is that it absorbs into your body much quicker.
Okay.
And so I don't have any problems. I can chug a glass of water before I go running, and there's no problems with it jiggling around in my stomach because it does start to absorb into your body so quickly.
Okay. All right.
What is it about the water, Michael? If people live in Appleton, Kaukauna, wherever they live, they go to their tap, they open it up. It's chlorinated, purified, treated water. All the bad stuff's taken out of it. What's different about the water that Enagic is producing at the machines?
Well, the biggest difference is that in the ionization process of the water, it makes the water highly antioxidant, like I mentioned earlier. It also makes it the microclustering of it.
What is microclustering?
The microclustering is normal tap water. It's made up of about 15 to 20 atoms for each molecule of water.
Okay.
And on the enagic, the ionized water, it's between 4 and 6. And so that's the microclustering where it's actually called, like, small water.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, it's an example of, like, taking BBs and throwing them at a chain-link fence as opposed to tennis balls. The BBs are going to fall through. They're going to get into your cells. Yes, correct.
Okay, good example. All right.
Yep.
Okay, when you're working with people to buy this, because obviously that's what the sale is you're selling them the machine.
Correct.
Not the water.
That is correct.
Okay.
We give the water away for free. So.
Okay. About how long? A lot of people, when they get into a business, want to look about turnaround times and so on. I have the product, I sell the product, I get the money. When we're talking about a kind of business like yours, on average, what kind of turnaround times do you see?
I think it varies greatly. I think some people see the science of the water and they're like, give me a machine right away.
Mm-hmm.
Other people need a few months they want to see what effects it has on them specifically.
Okay.
And like I said, it varies quite significantly depending on each individual.
Okay. But there is time involved on your part as far as putting the gifts together. If I was going to be into this business, how many hours a week, for instance, would I be working?
I think that varies for each individual as well. I mean, a lot of people don't do this as a full-time thing. This is mm-hmm. something that I actually just started to do full-time a number of months ago, probably 4 months ago, actually.
Okay.
And so I would guess, again, that varies quite a bit. I probably stick between 25 and 35 hours a week in
okay.
into this as my main day job.
Okay, but other people can do whatever time you feel is you can devote to it. So if I'm doing so, I have another position, or I have a family and need to devote a lot of time to them, this would give me an opportunity to have a sales program yet still not interfere with my other workload.
That is correct.
That's
one of the most wonderful things. It gives you, versatility to continue to do, say if you have a different job, you can do this at any time. You can do it during the day. You can do it in the evening. And a lot of people, especially like the demonstrations, that works out the best is in the evening.
Okay. One other thing then too, as I'm going along on this, and most of these kinds of programs, people are going to hear this and wonder, okay, what are my ongoing expenses? Now, you mentioned that if you buy, you need to purchase flyers, brochures, things that you need for sales tools, which everybody's going to need one way or the other. Are there any other expenses that you have involved required with this business?
Not really. I mean, that's again, I think the wonderful thing about this business, there's a few little things that you do for, like, the demonstrations. You buy different, like, bottled waters and, maybe a soda, a clear
okay.
soda or something of that
comparison
sort.
Comparison
right.
shopping.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Comparison shopping, but also when our demonstrations, we compare, like, the pH levels as well as the antioxidant levels in each beverage.
Okay. All righty. So the other thing that you mentioned, though, too, as far as the machine itself, that's the only other cost you have is the machine. Is there upkeep on that?
There is an upkeep on it. Basically, when you purchase the machine, you're giving a number of bags of natural citric acid that actually cleans the machines. It cleans the bars that are within the ionization of the chamber of the
okay.
machine. And then the filters range between $100 and $120. And for an average family of, say, four people,
mm-hmm.
That lasts for about a year.
Okay, so what about the hookup of this? How do I hook this thing up?
Well, that's a really simple thing. That's another wonderful facet of the machine. It's about the size of a coffee machine.
Okay.
And what you do is you hook it up to your kitchen sink or whatever sink that you choose to. You put a diverter in, so that way you're still able to utilize that sink for any other purpose that you choose. And then when you want to use the machine, just put the diverter into the machine, and it gives it electrical charge. It ionizes the water, and so.
Okay. So, and I don't, again, I'm just looking. So the base cost is what you have, and a minor cost on an annual basis to own this device.
I would say probably between $100 and $120 a year for the filter, and then the base price for the machine is just under $4,000.
Okay, so it is an investment.
Oh, absolutely,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
But one thing you got to consider, Randy, is I think that you know, when you look at your health, what is the most important thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, that's and other than breathing air, what other way?
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously eating food, nutrition, but I mean,
what percentage of Randy is water, Michael?
Well, depending on what part of Randy you're talking about, between 70-75%.
So okay, I mean, so like we're 75-80% of water anyway.
So yeah, right. Might as well get the right stuff in there then.
Okay. Absolutely, absolutely.
Michael, what is the competition that you see out there? Because everybody has competition.
Oh, absolutely. There's a number of different companies out there, but I truthfully don't really believe that there's any real true competition. Enagic was the original. It's like the, if you want to say, the Mercedes-Benz of machines.
Came out of the Orient, Osaka, Japan.
That is correct, right. And it's been around since 1974.
Sure.
And so it's tried, true, and tested. Some of the other companies that are out there, actually, and everybody, you know, if you look online, they really try to compare their machines to the Enagic, and then they'll maybe say, make critical comments about Enagic. But if you really read into it, the depth of the company, all the machines are manufactured in one warehouse just outside of Osaka. All the parts on are original manufactured parts. So
okay.
They're all covered in the
quality.
The warranty.
Quality
is
the name of the game.
Okay.
And a machine like this can last, what, 20 years?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a 5-year warranty that comes with it, but again, most of the machines are lasting 15 to 20
okay.
years.
Well, we're going to take our last break here, Michael, Randy. We'll be coming back on the other side for the final segment. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to the final segment of BizTalk this morning. We've been talking with Michael Brockdrup, a representative distributor for Enagic, a manufacturer located in Osaka, Japan, who manufactures a machine that ionizes water and makes it a much healthier water for us to be drinking. It's a very unique business model, and Michael's been sharing a lot of good, helpful information with us this morning. Michael, we'd ask if you could please give us your contact information, maybe a phone call, a phone number, or a website or something where folks might be able to follow up next week if they didn't want to call in this morning.
Right, absolutely. Well, the best way to contact me specifically would be through my email. It would be michaelbrockdrup@yahoo.com, and it's michaelbrockdrup. And again, that's at yahoo.com.
Okay.
And my telephone number is 920-954-5724.
So we gave you a call or an email to make arrangements to find out a little bit more. The next step then would be to set up a meeting with you somewhere to work over the details of what the situation, how this machine works, and what the benefits are.
Oh, absolutely. The best thing what we try to do is we try to get people to a demonstration. But initially, what I would do is probably provide some information, pamphlets, brochures, different information that I have.
And it sounds like this is not any type of a high pressure type of situation, but rather, because we were talking a little off mic here about some of the experiences you've had with running, with athletic activities, working out at the different gyms and whys, and people who've experienced a positive effect out of this. So again, it sounds like it's a reasonable touch, not a heavy duty, high pressure sales type of situation.
Very, very, very true. Again, it's a matter of exposing people to the drinking water, allowing them to try it. And once they try it, like I said, usually within a few 2 to 4 weeks, people see significant results, whether it be, better health, better sleeping, more energy, or better recovery, from athletic, events and different things that they work out.
Good. Okay. Well, Michael, what is your future? What does it look like going forward for you?
I think that it's a bright future. There's a need for clean, healthy drinking water, and that's increasing more and more throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one aspect of it, that I think, there's a lot of opportunity.
In this environment with healthcare costs going out of sight, if we can exercise and we can eat right, and I guess if we can drink the correct water, we just keep adding to not having to use or need those health services as much. We run less risk of developing diabetes and other obesity things.
That is very true. Stuff, right? Very many health benefits. It reduces the acidity in our body, and really all diseases and sicknesses are related to too much acidity within the body.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another huge aspect of this is that people maybe weren't aware of is that only 1 in 4 plastic bottles from bottled water is recycled, and this reduces the amount of plastic that is out there, and that's a huge problem within the world. So it's a kind of going green, you know.
Michael, our custom is to have our guests leave a biz tip, a pearl of wisdom, something that will inspire. It's a lot of pressure.
He's loading them up really good here.
What is
your biz tip?
No pressure at all, because you know we discussed this a little bit earlier, but when I got into this business, or before getting into this business, when I bought the machine, I looked at the science, and being an athlete again, I saw
you
and
did
I tried.
You did your research.
Did my research, and you know I saw the results after a short while, just with myself. But I think the biggest thing that made me decide to get involved in this as a business is that I believe in it. And I think that if you find anything in your life that you really truly believe in, whether it's a business or whatever, go for it, really. But specifically as a business for me, I see the benefits. I see the overall benefits.
You believe in it.
Absolutely believe in it.
Okay. That's a great biz tip, and it's very important. It's a fundamental premise for starting a business.
There's more than just the money in the background, but the positives that you have to have in the program. Great.
Right.
Just a quick reminder, anybody who's interested in becoming a SCORE mentor, we are definitely looking for people, especially in the Fond du Lac area. If you are from down that area and listening, please give us a contact at our regular SCORE website.
Michael, thanks for being our guest this morning. It was a very informative show, a very unique business model, and we wish you the very best of success going forward.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And again, I thank you very much for having me on the show and giving me an opportunity to spread the word of health and wellness.
Great. So, thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Our guest next week is going to be Carl Clister from Kaukauna. Carl owns Clister Carpentry, and he is also the owner of the Plum Hill Cafe. So he'll be here next week sharing his story with us and how he got into business. He has two different businesses, Randy.
Right. That should give us some interesting areas to talk about.
Yeah. So this should be fun. And one more reminder about the event coming up, Simple Steps, May 6th, 17th.
May 17th. Please just go again to the SCORE website and register as soon as possible.
Good. And that SCORE website is foxcities.score.org. You'll see more information about the SCORE chapter on the website. Fill out the application for the Simple Steps program, or if you're looking for assistance from a SCORE mentor, fill out that application, hit the send button, and someone will be contacting you.
Wonderful.
We want to thank you for tuning in with us this morning, joining us. We're very happy that you tuned in, and come on back next week. We'll be talking to you next week. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.